The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You guys aren't really big chocolate eaters. Do you eat candy bars?
Yes.
You do? Which ones do you like?
If I get one, it's going to be Snickers.
You like a Snickers?
It matters what kind of mood I'm in. I like the Almond Joy, I like the Kit Kat, and I like the Snickers.
I have terrible news for you.
What?
I have a list of the most overrated and the most underrated candy bars.
According to whom?
According to candy aficionados.
Because
to chocolate aficionados. To women who are PMS.
Because Milky Way isn't good. It's very bad.
Who says who?
Me.
What do you mean? It's very bad?
It's very bad. It's not good.
You don't like the Milky Way?
It's delicious.
No, because they don't have no nuts or anything.
You don't like the nougat?
I don't like the nougat.
Oh.
I don't
caramel?
I don't know what the nougat is, so I don't like the nougat. It's not good.
You like
nougat.
Nuts in yours?
The nougat is so good. I mean, Three Musketeers, it's all about the nougat.
Do you like
man.
Coconut? Do you like mounds?
I like the
Almond
coconut.
Joy.
But it's a mood thing. When you're walking up and down the aisle, you're like, and you pick one up and you put it back and you go for the M&Ms. Like, nah.
Oh, so you don't have a standard candy bar that when you go for candy bars, that's your guy?
No, I'm different ways. Matter what kind of mood I'm in. How about you?
I ate a Twix every day for lunch when I got away from my parents.
A what?
Twix.
No,
Twix.
There's no T
Twix.
On the end. Twix.
Twix.
Twix. Sorry. I ate a Twix every day if I can get it. When I got away from my parents, that's what I went
for. Like the cookies
Twix.
And the caramel?
Love the cookies and the caramel. But see, Anthony said Snickers. That is the number one most overrated candy bar according to this list.
No,
overrated.
Okay, but when you eat...
We're cheerleaders.
Now, do you like the Kit Kat?
I do like a Kit Kat. I like a crunch.
Now, when you eat the Kit Kat, do you break each Kit Kat off as one?
Of course.
Or do you eat two Kit Kats together?
No.
Or do you eat
I?
The whole thing bite by bite?
What am I, a savage? No, you break it off and eat each one separate. So what are some candy bars that you think are completely underrated or really overrated? Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Carl, what's a candy bar that you think is underrated?
100 grand.
Oh.
That thing is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And it has that crunch that I love. Do you like that crunch?
Yeah, that's my favorite part. And usually when they come in, like, it's not one long bar. There's, like, two little ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want, you know, just a little bite.
If you want
one,
50 grand, you can just have 50 grand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like when they give you the little, because it's like double the goodness. It's like you've eaten your little candy bar, and lo and behold, there's a second one in there.
Yeah, because I always say, well, I just eat the first one and save the other one for later, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, you can't.
Doesn't happen like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about the Reese Cups?
Ooh, who doesn't love a Reese Cup?
You like the Reese Cup?
Oh,
do you like the Reese Cup with the nuts or the Reese Cups with just the peanut butter?
Just the peanut butter. I'm old school.
Really?
I'm a purist.
But it's got the crunch, though.
No, I'm a purist. I like that way. I'm a purist. I like just the peanut butter. Thank
Hershey
you.
Kiss with the almond or without?
Neither.
You don't like those?
I don't like Hershey's chocolate. I used to eat it when I was a kid. Then I discovered really good chocolate, and now I have a whole new appreciation for
chocolate
good chocolate.
Snob.
I'm a chocolate snob. It's true. That's why it has to have peanut butter.
Toblerone.
Now, according to this list, the most underrated is the Heath bar, and I would think that the Batman people would have done the Heath Ledger bar as a promotion for the Dark Knight.
What is in it? I don't even know what's in a Heath bar.
It's toffee.
Yeah, it's not good.
Toffee?
It's really good.
What's it similar to? It gets stuck in your teeth.
It's similar to a Score bar. S-K-O-R, you ever see those?
What's the candy bar with the orange inside of it? That's real...
Butterfinger?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Butterfinger.
It's nothing like a Butterfinger.
It's kind of like a Butterfinger.
Not even close.
Because the Butterfinger gets stuck in your teeth, and the Heath thing gets stuck in your teeth. And you're sitting there all day trying to get it out of your teeth.
Excuse me. Heath Bar is so good that Ben & Jerry's made a flavor around it. Heath Bar Crunch.
But it still gets in your teeth.
It's delicious.
But they got Oreos, too.
Heath in your teeth.
Heath in your teeth. That's what it should be called.
Yep.
But that's one of the underrated ones.
Ice cream.
I've heard of it, but I've never eaten one.
So what chocolate bars do you think are either completely underrated or completely overrated? How about you, Jay?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some weird candy bar from Maine that he likes, right?
What is happening in that house every time you call?
My son is right here hollering at me.
Does he not know you're on the phone?
Yeah, he knows I'm on the phone.
Repeat.
That's when he hollers at me the most.
Can you repeat after me? Look at him right now and say, Daddy is on the phone. Like that.
Daddy is on the phone.
Didn't
help much.
You need You see?
Daddy is on the phone.
Do you want me to come train your kid like I train my dogs? I'll be happy to. Hey, Tyler.
Wouldn't work. You could have a lion tamer with a bullwhip. Wouldn't work.
You're in trouble.
Okay,
Jay.
Talk ice cream before he drives me insane.
Not ice cream. Talk candy bars.
Or candy bar. Sorry.
Reese's Fast Break.
Reese's Fast Break. Underrated.
Very underrated. Extremely underrated.
Reese's Fast Break. Underrated. Okay, Jay, go to sleep.
Yeah, duct tape, please.
Duct tape. Yeah, duct tape your kids like Anthony does. Yeah, Anthony has two words. If you want some parenting advice from Anthony, he has two words for you: duct tape.
Right. I'll come over to your house on the weekends.
So will I.
We'll both come over there. No.
I'll train your dog like I train. I'll train your kid like I train my dog, yeah. And Anthony will just bring the tape in case it doesn't work.
No, you can train the dog. I'll train the kids.
Okay, that's good. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Easily, I think the Cadbury Fruit and Nut Bar is the best bar.
It's one of the. I think that's a good one. That's a good, really underrated. People don't realize how delicious that is. It's candy.
It is.
And it's chocolate.
It's got fruit in it.
It's, the Cadbury chocolate is just the best. It's like it almost tastes homemade.
And that's the difference, Jeff, because I think when the Hershey's people try to do it, the chocolate's not as good as the Cadbury chocolate.
Definitely not, no.
Yeah. But it's got fruit inside.
No, Hershey's cannot touch Cadbury.
What kind of fruit?
Raisins.
It's the executive version of a chunky bar.
It's got the Hoochie Birds
in
it.
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Can't have the Hoochie Bergs in the chocolate.
No raisins?
No Hoochie Bergs.
Chunky Bar is the poor man's Cadbury that we're talking about, if you know what a Chunky Bar is.
See, why they do the raisins in the chocolate? They should never put raisins in chocolate.
Why?
That's two things that do not
belong
together.
I love chocolate-covered raisins. Mm. You're not a girl. Again, you're not the audience for the chocolate-covered raisins. Raisinettes! You go to the movies, what's there? Raisinettes, and then the snow caps. Oh, so good.
What is Junior Mints?
Right.
Junior Mints are good, too. But Junior Mints don't feel like candy. They feel like something you have after dinner.
Milk Duds?
Milk Duds are better.
Yeah,
Hi,
like
Mary.
You like Milk Duds, but yeah. You don't like Hershey's chocolate.
Mary, what's a really underrated candy bar?
A Nut Goody.
No, I don't know the Nut Goody. What's this? What am I missing?
Oh, you would love it. It's got like a maple filling, and then it's got peanuts and covered with chocolate. It's a Pearson's candy bar. And I'm in Minnesota. That's where they manufacture them. But
so no raisins?
No raisins.
But there's maple syrup flavor in it?
You would love it.
A Nut Goody. Oh, next time in Minneapolis, I'm going to buy a case of those.
Oh, good. You won't be sorry.
Oh, good. See, this is why we're having the conversation. I'm about a week away. I'm going to need that kind of thing.
You'll be happy.
Thank you, Mary. See? I got to tell you, take notes.
See, in Zanesville, you got to get Buckeyes.
What's a Buckeye?
If you live in Zanesville, call now. Tell her what a Buckeye is. It's so good.
I know what a Buckeye necklace is.
No, it's so good.
Okay, so it's not the things that you wear around your neck, like the cute little...
No, it's good.
Little
it's chocolate
thing.
Goodness.
Oh, a Buckeye.
Buckeye, yeah.
Okay, so next week I'll go to Zanesville. Send me somewhere with good chocolate next week.
Right.
I'm just warning you right now. Hey, Mr. Bill.
Hey, Cooper.
Now, not surprisingly, because your name is Mr. Bill, what's an underrated candy bar?
The Mr. Good Bar.
Anything with the word Mr. in it is good. Mr. Bill, Mr. Good Bar.
Yes, that is it.
I'm with you on that.
And then anything, you know, the chocolate bar companies have come out with all the new line with the dark chocolate instead of regular chocolate, you know, candy bars.
Do they have a Mr. Good Bar in dark chocolate?
I don't know, but I know, you know some of the other candy bars.
Yes, they do.
Are dark chocolate, you know, in their stuff.
Because you know how they have the Hershey's assortment that has the Hershey's, the dark,
yeah.
the crackle?
Little, yeah,
they
yeah.
have the all dark chocolate assortment that's got the dark chocolate.
Brilliant.
Crackle and the dark chocolate Mr. Good Bar, too.
Oh, they do? Oh, a dark chocolate crackle?
Yeah.
Now, also on this underrated list, actually number two on the list, I'll let Aaron tell it. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Well, Aaron, what would you think is number two on the list of underrated candy bars?
Oh, I don't know. I just know my favorite underrated candy bar.
What would that be?
Caramello.
That's number two.
Is it?
What is that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
It's chocolate
like
with caramel.
It's soft caramel. It's not It's like liquid caramel. It's the best. It's Cadbury, too, but it's the best candy bar ever.
It's the best. I love caramel. I love chocolate. The Caramello, if you know the Rolos, the Rolo is the poor man's version of the Carmelo.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Carmelo is number two. Good, Aaron. That's a delicious one.
So they're just little itty-bitty treats.
No. The Carmelo is, well, you know, it's they break it in little squares. It's a big candy bar. You could break it off in little squares yourself if you want.
So you can give Chad one and me one.
But the Rolos are separate. They're separately, individually packed.
Right.
But the Carmelo is a whole system going on in there.
Okay.
Yeah, Cadbury really has it down. Now, Michelle, Anthony was talking about a chocolate that's in Zanesville called a Buckeye. Do you know what it is?
Oh, my gosh, yes, they are so good. You know, Zanesville's huge Buckeye fans. And you were talking about the Buckeyes, what you wear around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these look like those, but you eat them. It's peanut butter, and it's covered in chocolate, and it looks like a Buckeye.
And, you know, I've always wanted to eat that necklace.
Yes, it's amazing to die for.
It looks like chocolate hanging around my neck, and I love the fact that there is a chocolate version of it, so I can eat the Buckeyes.
Yes, it's amazing. So, you know, you have to become a Buckeye fan, and then you can have some Buckeyes.
I gotta tell you, if they're into chocolate, I'm into. So what's a Buckeye, by the way?
Oh, stop it!
It's like the Buckeye tree. It's like Ohio's like, what is it?
Is it a nut or is it a fruit? Like what is?
It's the football team. It's the tree.
No, but the actual Buckeye itself, because my necklace looks like a little
nut. Yeah, it comes off of a tree. It's like a fruit of a tree, but it's like a nut.
I became a sports fan about a second ago.
I am
now a sports fan.
Right.
Any team that encourages chocolate and peanut butter.
You have to try them. They're so good.